Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're doing a series on submission to God. And right now we come to part 17. And we go to Acts in the fourth chapter. I want to highlight verses 19 and 20. But we need to get some context into this. Peter has been filled with the Holy Spirit, as has John. They've been to the upper room. The day of Pentecost has happened. And they happen to be there preaching the Word of God. And actually, if we go right back to... let me just see if I can find it. Right the way back to the beginning of chapter 4. Peter and John were speaking to the people. They were confronted by the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is resurrection of the dead. And so they arrested them. And because it was nighttime, there wasn't an awful lot they could do. So they had to put them in prison. And then the following morning they let them out and they bring them before the Council of Jerusalem. Can you imagine the scene? Now, bearing in mind, they have crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. They think that's the end. That is the end of all of their problems and their issues. And then these two guys are there, arrested. And Peter, full of the Holy Spirit, begins to speak. And what he says astonishes astonishes the Sadducees and the temple guard. It says in verse 13, the members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in Scripture. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say, because Peter and John had just healed this guy. So they ordered Peter and John out of the council chamber and conferred amongst themselves. What? Oh, this is lovely. What should we do with these men? They asked each other. We cannot deny that they have performed a miraculous sign, and everybody in Jerusalem knows about it. But to keep them from spreading their propaganda any further, we must warn them not to speak to anyone in Jesus' name again. See how that works. So they called the apostles back in and commanded them, watch this, they commanded them never to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But look what Peter and John do. Peter and John replied, "Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard." They cannot stop bearing testimony. They cannot stop giving praise to Almighty God. They cannot stop submitting to God. They cannot stop. And nor are they going to stop. They are going to continue and continue and continue, because they have been imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit. That happened on the day of Pentecost. 120 of them were gathered in that room, and the sound that came to them, like the sound of a rushing wind, and a fire from heaven descended upon them. And they began to speak in other tongues, as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. It goes on to say, the council then threatened them further, but they finally let them go, because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. For everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for more than 40 years. Can you imagine the commotion? You know, I would love to have been there in those days to see what was going on, to sense what was going on. But you know, as those words came out of my mouth, I suddenly realized we don't need to be in those days, because we are in these days, beloved. And that is what is happening today when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. For Philippians says this, for I can do everything through Christ. I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, beloved. Just before I started speaking about this, I felt the Lord give me that scripture. For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. And as soon as that scripture came to my heart, I began to weep. I don't know why, I just did. Because it's the truth. And that is why we must submit ourselves to Almighty God on every and any occasion. And I want you to repeat these words with me. For I can do everything. Say those words. For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Say it again. For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. Why do we need to declare that now? Because it is the truth, beloved. When you're feeling down and weak, and you don't want to submit, and you don't want to worship, all you've got to do is be in His presence. And the way to do that is to be part of Worship Radio 247 and to listen to that worship. Listen to that wonderful, wonderful worship as it begins. And as it continues, and as it ends, just be there, be amongst it, just listen to it, and submit yourself to Almighty God. And if you're finding that difficult, just say, Lord, I submit to you. That's it. That's all you've got to do. And allow Him to do the rest. For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. You know, beloved, I had no idea why I had to think of that verse, why the Lord brought me that verse, but now I absolutely know. Because it is the truth. For us to submit to Him, we need to know that we can do anything, anything at all, but through Christ who strengthens us. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you did for the disciples, for Peter and John. Thank you, Lord, that you imbued them with the Holy Spirit. And I thank you that you do the same to us today and for us. Fill us now, Lord, with your Holy Spirit as we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we give you the honor. And we give you the glory. And we give you the power that is due your holy name. Hallelujah, and glory to God, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Amen and amen.